Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there and welcome back to the Pod Tim's YouTube channel. It's myself, Darren, here today, and I'm with Tony and Andy. Myself and Tony were only on last night, and you wouldn't think much could have happened since then. But since then, Jota was announced to have left for Saudi Arabia at just after 10 o'clock last night. And then about 12 hours later, about 10 o'clock this morning, Celtic announced some good news for once. And that is in the shape of Kyogo signing a new 4-year deal, which has him contracted to the club until 2027. Tony, I'll just come to you. It's fantastic news. Obviously, we had Jota leaving, even Ange leaving, Aaron Moy retiring. I know Rodgers coming back was widely positive news, but really good to get a real bit of good news on the pitch.
We spoke about last night, kind of keeping the spine, which I see is Vickers, Hitati and Kyogo. So if I'm signed up, that suggests he definitely won't be leaving this window. I think there was a worry that so many of the big players were going to go just because of the way, obviously, the Saudis are spending and the Spurs aspect, that maybe Ange would come in and get them. But no, delighted that he signed for 4 years. Whether he sees that out or not is a different matter. But he's getting into the peak of his career. He's a phenomenal player. His goal scoring for us has been unbelievable. He's turned up in so many big games, cup finals. I think every cup final he's played for us, he's scored. So just a huge asset to the club. He's pressing off the ball, fantastic. As a person, the way he interacts with the crowd is brilliant as well. He really gets, he's really involved and he seems to enjoy his time here. So I've no doubt he could go to the Premier League or he could probably have went to the Saudis for mega money, but for him to commit 4 years is brilliant news, and either we'll get four fantastic years out of him or he'll sell for a profit in a year or two or whatever. But I think the club deserve credit for signing up, and I've spoken about before, Celtic have got a kind of good knack of announcing news at the right time. I think a lot of people were a bit down about Jota leaving. He announced that this morning, everybody's back on a high, so a good time to announce it, and good news overall.
Yep, definitely. And Andy, welcome to the Pod Tim's YouTube channel. As me and Tony spoke about last night, it was a pivotal time in Kyogo's Celtic career, so he was obviously about halfway through his current deal. We spoke last night about how the next daily sign probably would be the biggest of his career. How delighted are you that he's committed his future to Celtic?
Aye, big time. We know how important he is. I don't think that can be overstated. The amount of goals he scored, as Tony's already said, it's not just the volume, it's big goals he scores in big games. So massive. I was buzzing when I seen it this morning, I'm sure many people were. And it was, we obviously Jota, we Ange, we Moy retired, and it seemed like there was just constant sort of bad news coming. And obviously there was rumours of Burnley and there was talk of Ange at Spurs, and it wasn't really far fetched to say that you could have seen Kyogo being targeted and moving on. So I think it's a real statement. Hopefully the start of a lot of good news in terms of incomings and players that will be staying for the club. So I was buzzing, mate. And as you say, it's a player who's coming into his prime, really. And it looks to be that he's committed his future. I'm actually excited to see how he'll do under Rodgers. I mean, we've spoken before about Rodgers in terms of how he improves players and sort of helps them step up that gear and take them to their next level. And Kyogo's one that he's got a lot of qualities, but I think there is elements of his game that could improve, and I think Rodgers obviously going to be a massive part to that, and he's obviously signed up to work with him, and I'm looking forward to that. And as I say, hopefully it's the start of a good news to keep sort of coming out of the club, and as we sort of move into this new year.
Yep, definitely. Let's just have a look at what Kyogo had to say. So on the Celtic website, he says, "I'm very happy to extend my stay for 4 years at this incredible club. It's an honour to represent Celtic Football Club and our amazing supporters. Last season was unbelievable. From the start of the campaign, our aim was to do as well as we could in every competition we played in. We worked hard every day, on and off the pitch, to win silverware and put smiles on our fans' faces. To win my first treble and help secure a world record-breaking eighth treble for the club was a very proud moment for me, and I cherish the memories of celebrating this with our fans." Let's look just a bit further down. He spoke about, "I'm looking forward to getting started and working with Brendan. He's a top-level manager. He knows the club and knows what it takes to win silverware here. I and my teammates are looking forward to working with him." And Brendan Rodgers added, "It's brilliant news for the club. Kyogo's an important player for us, so I'm delighted he has signed a new contract. Kyogo has thrived since he arrived in Scottish football and has shown his outstanding qualities in two seasons. He has secured 5 domestic honours, scored over 50 club goals and become a treble winner. This takes a lot of hard work, dedication and sacrifice both on and off the pitch." But I think they've both covered it. It's just Kyogo, he has been like an almost instant success from the second he signed, and he spoke about his relationship with the supporters. Like, I know, I think for a good part of last season, he seemed to be the only one still going down to the section and leading the dancing. And it was sort of repaid for that at the end when we were all celebrating the treble and he was front and centre. He's just been a fantastic player since he joined.
That has been, sorry, if you see me kind of chuckling, it's due to a comment by someone called Danny Cole. If you feel free to flash, well, no, that comment, the comment above.
I enjoyed that one as well, before him.
Daniel Cole, sorry, this isn't Axon, clicked the wrong link. anybody wondering who that is, it's Danny for the podcast, who's obviously found time to comment, but not found time to actually get his ugly mug on camera with his big jumper and have a chat about Kyogo. But that's okay, Danny, just you abuse us for the sidelines. No, he's got a great relationship with the fans, and it's always great watching him at the end of the game, so they kind of... That celebration, I think it was Tierney that used to lead it, and now it's obviously Kyogo leading it, and it's an absolute joy to watch. So I think it's a big statement of intent. Obviously tells you what Brendan Rodgers thinks here, and the fact that they've obviously prioritised this 4-year deal, and he's looking forward to working with Rodgers as well, and hopefully he can improve him further. As Andy says, he's a great player, but there's always room for improvement. I'm sure he wants to improve and get even better, probably eyeing up the Champions League. He was unable to score last season in the Champions League, so I think this season he'll be hell-bent to make a proper impact.
Yep, definitely, and... Andy, as I say, it was mentioned there, he was just so important, especially in the sort of cup games last season, games against Rangers. That was something he'd maybe been not criticised, but he just didn't have the chance to during his first season through like a variety of injuries he had, but really stepped up to the mark last season in the big games, and I think it's undoubted how big a move this is for Celtic.
Aye, it's huge. Like you say, it's a real statement, because I didn't see it particularly myself, but there was obviously a lot of people starting to worry that it was going to be a bit of a mass exodus in terms of players getting out. There's obviously we'll still get Hitati rumours. There's a lot of players linked. I seen yesterday a couple of teams sniffing about Abadal at Sporting Lisbon and things like that. So you can see why people are maybe starting to sort of panic. And obviously there's not been any, as we call it, marquee signings coming in yet, but I think this is just as important to sort of keep a player like that timed in for so long. I hope it's no in the Stuart Armstrong mould in terms of deal that we've gave him, and you will see him go next year, but for just sort of solely looking in the season ahead, I think it's massive, and I think it's good in terms of players that you're bringing in, that you're keeping sort of such, as Tony said, it's such an important part of the spine of the team there. In terms of if hopefully you all don't need Carter Vickers, and you've got McGregor in the middle, right through to Kyogo and Hitati in the middle as well, like the spine of the team, keeping that, if you're going to lose guys like Jota and try to replace them is vital. So it's massive, as I said earlier. I don't think you can overstate just how important it is getting him tied down to a longer contract and something that you're not then worrying about. And as I say, he's going to have his eyes set in Mersa overwear domestically and get into Europe and sort of making a dent where it's perhaps the only sort of thing he's got left to sort of tick off his list. It is a Celtic player that is making that dent in Europe, so hopefully that's what's next up this season for Kyogo.
Aye, definitely. I think, as you say, obviously Stuart Armstrong did sign that extension and then get sold the next summer, but even if it is the case that does happen, which obviously I hope it isn't, it just gives the club a bit of protection. Like, we're not in that sort of situation where you're thinking that if you don't sell him this summer, then you could lose him for relatively cheap the following summer. It does, sort of, as I say, just protects you. But Tony was talking about how he'll be desperate to score in the Champions League. I've seen people saying that I'd imagine if he sees out this contract, he'll probably be the next Celtic striker to go into the 100 club. He's already on 54 goals and 83 appearances. Do you think he'll be here long enough to reach the 100 mark?
I think if he's here for at least the next two seasons, he will reach that mark. Obviously injury dependent, but he's a very good goal scorer. I think if they change the offside rule and maybe hit it this season, to be totally honest, I know there's a kind of talk of changing the rule that would favour the striker massively. So, no, he's a very clever player. His positioning's excellent. I think he'll, I think he'll get 100 goals for Celtic. I think he's more than capable of doing that. And if he stays for the 4 years, who knows how many he can get. I think it would be good for him to see out the 4 years, and that would be 6 years overall. And you could be looking at a proper kind of legend, I suppose, if he. A bit like, not like Larsson, obviously, he's not going to match Larsson, but you know what I mean, in terms of being a real kind of hero for us that's actually stayed for a long period. Because you look at guys like Dembele was excellent, only get 2 years out of him. Edward was excellent, get 3 years out of him. The last year was not great. It'd be good to get a long kind of stretch out of somebody. Like 6 years would be great if they continually perform at a high level. So, I'm interested to see how he fits into Roger's style. I'm assuming we're going to spend money on another winger to come in and support him through the wide areas, and maybe more midfielders to support him as well. Because if you watch some of our games, the runs he makes are fantastic. And as much as we've got so many good passers of the ball in the midfield, a lot of times these runs just, we don't capitalise on them. So hopefully, as I say, with the new offside rule, and even with some new midfielders who are maybe brave enough to continually try and go over the top to him, we can definitely have a lot of joy and he can score a lot more goals for us.
I've seen that about the new offside rule where if any part of the body's sort of in line with the defender, then the striker's onside. And I just worry because I think about how lengthy the VAR checks are for now with Celtic players. I think if you've got that level of checking with Kyogo going forward, I think we'd be there till 6-7 o'clock for 3 p.m. kickoff. So the amount of checks that would have to be verified by the VAR officials that we love so much. But no, we're delighted to see Kyogo commit his future, and hopefully he does build on that. We'll touch a bit on the Jota news. Andy, you were on the own news last night, so I'll come to you. It was we joked about it on the stream last night, how we thought it might be announced during the stream. Unfortunately, it was about 2 hours after it. So, what's your thoughts on Jota leaving? It's quite a turnaround. We spoke about how 4 or 5 weeks ago, you might never have thought this about Ange and a guy like Jota no being there, but the deal's done. It might have been the weirdest announcement video ever, but he has joined the Saudi Arabian club for anywhere between 25 and 30 million, depending where you read.
I was going to say, I'd love to know whose idea that was. I felt like I was on a bad trip watching it. It was like somebody booted up Grand Theft Auto and was playing it through or something. It was weird, but... Aye, it's... Listen, it's, we've said it for long enough about players specifically, like, trying not to get attached to them, because ultimately, like, they're not going to be here forever. That's just not the way, it's not the market we operate in. It's, people want to sort of employ this business model, then quite frankly, you're going to need to accept the guys as good as Jota are going to move on. Probably you would usually see that to England or somewhere like one of the big leagues, Germany, Italy, wherever it may be. But he's been offered a fucking ludicrous amount of money, as has some of the better players like Benzema. Obviously, everybody knows how good he is. So many good players that are moving there now, and you can see why when they're getting offered life-changing amounts of money. But I don't think... I think it's more so about the how the club react to stuff like that. And what the club then go do and don't sort of just sign people in the hope that they'll be good enough. The money's there for them to go and really sort of make a marquee signing or bringing somebody in who's experienced and can sort of fill that gap, and you're not taking as much of a risk. I don't think any signing's guaranteed, but I think you can certainly go out and spend money and get somebody who's experienced. Well, that's obviously, you've seen the names that are linked, like the Swiss boy for Young Boys. I think it's a bit of a stretch that we will go, and I think if I could have seen somebody floating about, it was like 16 million, I would be fucking astounded if Celtic done that. I would love it, but I just don't know if I see it. But there is players out there. I mean, we put a big enough sort of outlay in and Jota himself, bringing him in. We've done it before with Edward, spending a lot of money. And if you speculate, you can often accumulate, and I think that's what we've got to look at. But I don't hold anything against Jota. I think he was a great player for us. He'd done a lot, scored some big goals, sort of performed in a lot of big games. He was as all wingers are, sometimes they can be a bit off the boil, but that's what you come to expect. And he's fetched us a lot of money. It's about how Celtic react to it and what we do next and where we go, hopefully. As I said earlier on, the Kyogo news is the start of some good news coming. And sort of Rodgers can start to sort of build a team in his mould and how he sees it, and bringing that amount of money in for a player is obviously going to be key to that. And I think that I think we just move on now. For time for other players to come in and sort of make themselves favourites. There'll be players at the club who will fancy their chances. Obviously, we've already brought in the boy for Australia. He'll see his opportunity to sort of push on and push into the team with somebody like Jota moving out. So he'll be looking to impress right from the get-go. But I'm no sort of throwing any shade towards Jota for the move. I can see entirely why he's went. He's won everything at the club that he can win. So thanks for the memories, and time for us to move on and sort of make new heroes at the club.
Aye, you're right. I think that the one thing that remains is that Celtic's always going to be there. Your players and managers are going to come and go, but Tony, we spoke about it. As I said, the video was a bit weird. You disappointed that for that pack of cards, they didn't pick any of the two Jackie Marcus's odds on Edward. I think there was a picture of Yeti there as well. But Nuno's went for Jota instead.
That was the most bizarre announcement video I've ever watched in my life. I don't know why Nuno was in a rush to a card shop at 11 at night. I don't know. It was just totally strange. Obviously a lot of talk about the deal and the Saudis, which we discussed last night. For me, I don't particularly care, I must admit. I like Jota when he's here. I thought he was a really good player. He contributed marvellously, scored a lot of big goals. They go in the semi-final recently, scored in derby games, etc. Scored some screamers for outside the box. For me, he's 24. He'll probably go to Saudi for 3 years and then come back to Europe, I would think, with a big wad of cash stuck in an account off in Switzerland or off the Cayman Islands or fuck knows where. So I've got no grudges against him. I'll not be paying much attention to what he does over there. We've got the money now. It's just about reinvesting. I think that's the main thing, is take the 25 million, obviously give Benfica their 6 million or whatever the cut is, and then look to Guy Rodgers, the other 19, and let's improve the team further. Let's really go, and as Andy says, sign players that are ready-made for the Champions League. Let's not sign projects. Let's not be penny pinching, and I don't think we will be or Rodgers wouldn't be here. I think the deal is that a few of the big players will go. I think we get compensation for Ange, and the plan is to reinvest heavily. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do, and hopefully some big signings coming. Good news today with Kyogo pledging his future for the next 4 years, but I think everybody now would love to see some big signings coming in. And whether we'll spend $16 million, I don't know, because that would mean probably we'd need to change the wage structure and start paying closer to the 40-50 grand a week mark. We're not really in a position to do that because our income's kind of restricted in terms of we'll always get the same every year for season tickets, but the TV deal is pretty poor. So it's got to be interesting to see who we go for and who Rodgers is identified, but definitely a big opportunity to spend some serious money.
Aye, as you say, I think we spoke about it last night, wish Jota well, but I think people need to remember as well, we essentially signed him for Benfica's B team and he had a sort of uninspiring loan spell in Spain the year before he was joined us on loan, so I think people just need to trust that the recruitment levels are a bit better at a club than they have been in the last decade or whatever, and hope that whoever identified Jota can then go out and identify the next player that's going to come in and replace him. You'd like to think we have sort of shot him in better markets now, as you say, with Champions League money, season tickets are sold out. We've just got a lot of money for Jota as well, so it'll be interesting to see who we do replace him with. I don't think it's necessarily going to be Tilio, but Tilio is an option as well. He's going to come in and want to be and about challenging for first team places. But no, I think that will sort of do us. We just wanted to come on and have a quick chat about the news because it's obviously big news in the week of Celtic. We like to cover it as quickly as possible. But aye, great news for Kyogo signing. Jota's confirmed away. If you want to catch up on our squad review that me and Tony done last night, just click on the channel and you'll find it. We reviewed every player on the squad and decided whether we would keep, sell or loan them out. So make sure you watch that if you've not had the chance to so far. If you've been watching, thanks very much and cheers to everybody that's commented as well. If you're watching this on the replay, make sure that you're subscribed and turn notifications on so that you can catch us next time we're live and get involved. All social media platforms are on the screen in the middle there, so make sure you're following as well so you don't miss the next live broadcast. And who knows when that'll be. Maybe we will break our transfer record and we'll come on and discuss that. But we will be back soon, so keep an eye out for more content from us. Cheers for watching.
Cheers. See you later on.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.